The John Deere 324G skid steer from Brandt delivers large frame productivity in a mid-frame machine with extreme pushing power and industry-leading breakout force. Best of all, it's backed by Brandt, the best after-sales support in the business. That's powerful value delivered.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A hearty welcome, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And you know, folks, it's funny enough, I was just out for dinner last week with one of my summer show guests who specializes in funeral planning. And even though 4 months or so have gone by since her appearance, we agreed that people continue to get reluctant over proactively setting in place essential paperwork with and for aging parents because of the same repeating patterns that we diagnosed. Sometimes people don't know where to start. Often the senior themselves is resistant, as in they don't believe you as their child belongs in the realm of delving into their monetary or legal affairs. And caregivers themselves may feel icky, as it were, about these subjects. And for those and many other reasons, the so-called adult child just may not be confident and or maybe even intimidated. And I say about all of that, tell me about it, because I just have to think back. I've already diagnosed and talked with you about setting up joint account banking with my dad, and I mean, that really required nothing short of the patience of a saint, but also the guts to see it through because of the devastating implications had I not kindly but firmly persuaded my father over the necessity. And then I'm thinking today about what it took to convince my dad and his lawyer to make sure that his last will and testament plus powers of attorney were set up so that I could act on his behalf while he was still living, and certainly once he was passed away. And luckily, this was a longtime family lawyer. Even my husband and I have used his services for various transactions. So it's not like he was unknown, even to the degree that he knew how ultra stubborn my dad could be about most every matter. But still, imagine what it took to kind of call his offices to see how I could get his help after decades of serving the family. And it took a lot of begging on bended knee to have the lawyer come to my dad's home to meet with my dad and me. Now you'll think, well, couldn't you have just gone to the lawyer's office? And I'm sure that's what he was thinking too. However, I knew that my father would feel initially a whole lot more comfortable with a personal visit. And indeed it did work. I understand the lawyer had to drive 45 minutes each way to come and meet with us, but you know, it set the groundwork for then my dad was more prepared to come in and, you know, sign the paperwork, etc. Mind you, that took two whole rounds of signing. And just like the joint account banking example, it did take the lawyer and all of his staff gathered around to witness signatures and so on, viewing my father's dog-eared photos of World War II glory days when he used to drive a truck into a local Ontario factory, engine mounts for the Lancaster bomber. And so living his glory days anew, he had a whole fresh audience in front of him, and he thought it was perfectly fine to elongate the proceedings just as much as is humanly possible to get this paperwork done. So I'm going to thank that lawyer right on air and say about him, it was so great that even as reluctant as he was, that he did come and support us, because at least we got the essentials put in place, and that made a considerably huge difference. As always, the final rationale that the lawyer and I used was my father's fear or perception that the government was out to steal his money. So anytime you could kind of say, oh yeah, but you know, you want to protect yourself, right? Because you don't want the government to come after you. Okay, that incited action. And as ultra stubborn as my dad was, it also did help that kind of the disciplines he had as a school principal were good in this way of outlining key information about whom I should contact in the event of his passing and in what sequence. Naturally, those binder contents changed some over the years, but the essence remained, and it was useful when a million and one tasks came at me all at once upon his death. Had I not known about these critical matters, I would have been literally crippled. And as it was, my hands were tied more than once by certain providers, like trying to obtain my father's medical cause of death. That was not his death certificate. That was the medical cause of death, despite having all the paperwork in place. And that whole experience was nothing short of a nightmare between the hospital, the funeral home, and his family doctor. I mean, we could spend a whole show on just that topic, but we won't for today. And also to portray what might be the senior's concerns, it's not like elder abuse in the form of financial matters is not a serious and growing issue. I mean, already a few years ago, annual loss by victims of elder financial exploitation was estimated at $2.9 billion US, and that represented a 12% increase over the year before. Major financial exploitation was self-reported at a rate of 41 per 1,000 survey, and that actually became higher than self-reported cases of emotional, physical, or perhaps even the awful sexual abuse or neglect. So I can understand both sides of this coin, and that's why I invited my guest to guide us through the whole process rather than, frankly, the piecemeal ways in which I probably often cobbled it all together at the time. As a certified financial planner, I look forward to having him share his expertise both on big picture questions like where do I get started and down to some nitty-gritty details regarding professionals and services that you may not even know are available to help. And I anticipate learning a lot myself. And that's why I also invited his expertise, so that we can save you the time, plus maybe even costs that I incurred that could have been avoided through more holistic or coordinated approaches. What's further really neat for me is that Colin was gracious enough to have me as an honored guest of his podcast talking about my coping with uncopable parents' topics and issues and concerns and solutions. And now today, I get a chance to host him on my show. So this truly feels like closing a circle. And we will talk today, obviously, then, to borrow from his expertise on financially caring for aging parents. I look forward to sharing Colin's background in just a short bit on a more official basis. But for right now, I just know that he is going to be able to add to the stories that I have already planted the seed with you today on financially legally and otherwise, so that you can come away feeling far more prepared than I did at the time. You know, I'd like to say I almost could have used a Colin to help guide me, because I knew a little bit about how an aging parent might be fearful, but really, I didn't always have the strategies on how to cope. So I know he's going to share with us some attitudes and mindsets, as well as practical strategies. So stay tuned, everyone. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts, and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries, and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com. www.aliceasmarinternational.com and email alice@aliceasmar@aol.com.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
Welcome back to each of you. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and before our break, we were queuing you up for today's theme on financially caring for aging parents by my drawing a few of my more frustrating examples in setting up joint account banking and legal paperwork with my father. So I look forward to having our expert share his strategies with us. As always, I would like to remind all of you listening in today that we do invite callers to phone in at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And our always ready and supportive engineer Perry is delighted to help you in. So note your questions and hop onto the line if you feel so impressed. For today, it is just right now my great pleasure to bring you Colin Meeks. He is a certified financial planner and podcaster, and Colin is the chief promoter of positive thinking and fair dealings in his financial planning practice. Don't you just love that? Chief promoter of positive thinking. And he transitioned from working at an insurance agency in 1994 to starting an independent financial services firm, Maryland Financial Advocates. And he did this in 1999, has been serving area families ever since. The practice specializes in comprehensive financial planning with a strong focus on special needs planning as well as elder care financial planning. Himself a five-star wealth manager, Colin also serves around 150 traditional financial planning families in the practice. He has 23 plus years of insurance, investment, income planning, financial planning, and people experience to help guide clients through many of the complex and special situations they encounter. So I think you can see why I wanted to have him on. Colin lives in Parkton, Maryland, with his wife of 16 years, Jennifer, and their two sons, Connor and Henry, along with a retired greyhound racer named Rocco. An Orioles and Terps fan, he loves to coach baseball and basketball, along with serving on such boards as the Autism Society of Baltimore, Chesapeake. So as we say in the business column, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
It's great to be here, Carolyn. Thanks for having me.
Terrific. So let's just jump right in. And have you start, Colin, by telling us a little something about how you came to be doing this work in the world.
Well, way back in 1994, I answered a little ad in the newspaper to go interview at an insurance agency and sat down with the manager at the time and decided that that was sort of the path I was going to take and got right into working with long-term care insurance and helping families plan for nursing home care and assisted living and home care and things like that, and sort of mapped out this path over the last 20 plus years into morphing into a full-blown financial planning firm. And we really just have specialized in taking that planning for long-term care and expanding into the family and trying to help them with all of the other issues that pop up along the way.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, because you have been at this for quite some period of time, I'm sure that you have experienced or observed certain challenges, shall we say, along the way. So I would be really curious to hear a little further about what you have noticed across the years.
Yeah, so I guess when our biggest challenge when we meet with new clients, new families, is just their initial thought of, we're glad they found us, but they don't really know where to start. They don't really know, what resources are available. They don't really know what they don't know. And typically in the caring for aging parents space, we will be dealing with, a 50 to 60 year old son or daughter of a parent that's, coming down to the decision of, I can't stay in my home any longer. I can't take care of myself. I need some help with, paying bills or managing money or, whatever the case may be. And when we are trying to help families get through that initial shock and phase of, mom and dad have always taken care of us. Now we sort of have to flip the switch and take care of them. Where do we start? So that's the real challenging part, is to just get them, get everybody on the same level and try to figure out, what the best place to start is and what sort of help they need and how can we best position ourselves with our firm or our resources or our referral network to put them in a better place.
Mm-hmm. As I'm listening with you, Colin, I'm saying in my mind, check mark, check mark, check mark, because I was in my mid-50s at the height of my woes with my aging parents. Mom passed in 2010, Dad in 2012. And many of those days I can recall wondering who would actually pass away first, them in their late 80s or me at only my mid-50s. And that's why at age 60, I also probably figure into your profile now, because it can be, as you just said, such a daunting process. Where do you possibly begin? And as you know, Colin, from our sharing in the past together, that my work really dovetails both the attitudes and mindsets and the strategies. Can you start, before we just go into a further break, can you at least start by sharing with us some of the attitudes and mindsets that you help these families to work with?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing, there is a huge financial component to it, but it's way more emotional and way more, family dynamic oriented than it is, money, because numbers are always numbers. We can always, figure out how to do the financial part of it. But the big thing that we find is, in a situation where we're dealing with people is they've never really talked to their parents about money. It's one of those things where mom and dad have always sort of kept things separate and they've, they're not very forthcoming. They're kind of private about money and they're private about their finances and they've never really included us in the situation. So, having to get through that barrier, having to break through that, let's put it all out here on the table and tell, see what we have and see what we're dealing with. And then maybe we can start making some decisions. And that's the biggest challenge to me, is sort of playing part advisor, part psychologist, and trying to walk through that process.
Perfect place for a short break. Hold that thought, Colin, and everyone stay tuned for more tips and tactics. For right now, you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, all of you. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Today we have with us Colin Meeks, and he's a podcaster plus certified financial planner, and we're talking about financially caring for aging parents. Just before the break, I feel like Colin was making a very important point about starting the conversation, even with reluctant folks who haven't always wanted to share with their children their financial picture or other sort of uncomfortable matters that nobody likes to exactly talk about. So one of the first challenges we were discussing was how to even get the conversation underway. So building on that, Colin, what other attitudes or mindsets have you found particularly helpful to work and coach with these families who are trying to really advocate on behalf of their aging parents?
Yeah, Caroline, I guess the so with financial planning, especially when you're doing the caring for aging parents niche, it's sort of, I don't want to say it's a forced issue, but there are certain things that happen that sort of force families to do things. You know, for instance, if, you know, mom can no longer live on her own, that sort of forces the issue of, okay, we're going to have to start to do things financially to make sure that we can, you know, either have somebody come in and take care of her in the home or, you know, look at other facilities. So that sort of forces the issue. And the mindset, you know, a lot of the times we run into mindsets that all these other family dynamics then start to bubble up. You know, if it's a, you know, family of a, you know, a couple brothers and sisters, there's, you know, sometimes some things pop up from, you know, way down the past that, you know, just different family issues. And it is very challenging to get families to work through those and find out, you know, hey, let's focus on the process and the problem we're having at hand now, as opposed to trying to, you know, resolve all kinds of other family issues that have happened along the way. And again, like I said in the last segment, doing this type of planning is maybe 10% financial and 90% emotional and psychological for a family. And it does get kind of tough because you're always dealing with different personalities and different situations.
It's a very emotional process. And that's why as I came into this realm, I really felt like it's important to bring that to the surface too, not just the practical steps of arranging certain things that absolutely become necessary. And although an only child myself, I know for a fact that I have listeners out there with brothers and sisters, and there are some, you know, common phenomena that occur, amongst which are that there's often the one sibling, Colin, that gets nominated and all the others stand aside and just let them handle the whole passel of it, and or all these other bubbling up dynamics that may have been buried for decades, and now all of a sudden they're front and center, while very practical and real and immediate things need to be done for mom and or dad. So in terms of strategies then to help people like that, what else have you found to be particularly successful, Colin?
Well, we always tell families, to focus on what you can do and don't focus on what you can't do, because there's this whole list of excuses and reasons why certain things can't be done. And we try to get them to focus on what they can do. And specifically, the way my practice works is we have a process. We have a very structured 4-to-5-step process that sort of brings people through to try to take them from not knowing where to start and not knowing what to do to the end of the process being, okay, now we've got this sort of blueprint in hand. And, you know, I'll take you as an example. If, you know, if mom needs care and she can't stay in the home, and, we go back and start looking, okay, she's got, you know, a lifetime worth of assets, and we call it the financial junk drawer. You know, things she's accumulated over all these years that have, different people managing. This one, she bought something at the bank, or this financial planner, or this piece of insurance policy, or this, you know, all these different things that if you can picture a junk drawer in your house, we sort of pull that junk drawer out and try to start to make sense of it and take that through from, you know, what she needs and what she no longer needs to try to organize it. And then the next step is, you know, how much is all this going to cost? So then we try to figure out a way to pay for it with what she has. And, you know, along the way, we're trying to figure out which family members are going to do certain things and who's going to help her and who's sort of going to be her point person. A lot of times we have to, like you were mentioning in the first segment, get an attorney involved. We don't do any of the legal planning, but we might need to call in an attorney to do certain estate planning documents if there's tax issues. So there's, you know, but it's really important for them to have a quarterback type of person that sort of knows the process and can walk them through it to point out along the way, you know, all right, now it's time to do this or now it's time to do that, and, you know, try to put a checklist together. And, you know, we also try to get people to realize that these are not things that are going to happen overnight. You know, it could take 6 months to a year, you know, so let's list things out and try to tackle the things that are going to be most beneficial first and leave the things that, you know, aren't necessarily need to be done overnight till later on down the line.
So really proactivity overall is a really good umbrella under which to couch a lot of these activities. But having help to prioritize, as you've really been talking about, I know your practice very much likes to help people with where to start and then go into kind of those nitty-gritty details. And by the way, I almost roared out loud, which I don't want to do into my loud microphone, when you talked about financial junk drawer, Colin. Oh, my goodness. Because if a previous guest was on right now today and he contributed to my first book, he would be talking about the nightmare of having his parents with various institutions. And his mom especially thought that this would be a really good idea to kind of mete out her money squirreled away across the years to various and sundry financial advisors, right? Because she kind of used to say, I want to give some of my business to everybody and be fair with that. Well, that resulted in such a tax nightmare to unwind, but he eventually did. And eventually he, unlike his sister who didn't help so much, got Dad a filing cabinet for Christmas one year. That also makes me roar. And Dad kind of quickly set it aside, but it was with the idea in mind to create file folders for their financial affairs and start to get on top of it. So I know you're going to have lots more strategies, but I just love that you help people to boil it down. That is one of the reasons why I could have really used somebody like you, because I didn't have the knowledge of the first place to start, nor did I have somebody that I felt had my back. That's the phrase I really want, had my back, so that I could be properly guided through. Now, we're just due for our next brief break, folks, so Colin Meeks and I are going to stand by. Please take advantage of his expertise. I'll remind you of the number when we return. For now, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress, plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
Thanks for remaining with us, folks. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with certified financial planner and podcaster Colin Meeks. And already before the break, Colin has been sharing some wonderful attitudes and mindsets, plus the start of some strategies on how to financially care for your aging parents. And we were talking about how I laughed over his idea of organizing the financial junk drawer so that he and his practice can really take you through from, you know, point A to point Z in an organized, prioritized, and guiding fashion so that you know what has to be handled first and what can also wait for a little bit down the road for aging mom or dad, or actually other relatives, friends, neighbors, significant other possibly that you may be caring for. So I'm inviting Colin to continue to share, if you would, some further strategies that you can remember, you know, you can recommend for folks in these situations.
Yeah, Caroline, I guess the not so much a strategy, but just a thought process of simple is always better than complex. And when we go through those financial junk drawers with people, we are financial planning does not have to be a, you know, a long drawn out process. It can be something as simple as sitting down with somebody and looking at their folders of everything that they have and just sort of organizing it. You know, typing up a, you know, a one page summary of where everything is and, you know, just analyzing each and every holding and seeing, you know, do they really need this anymore? Is this old, you know, life insurance policy, is this still useful? Is this annuity that I bought years ago, do I still need this? Is this, you know, are these IRAs, are they really invested the way that I want? We're trying to just go through an organizational process as opposed to, you know, a lot of times people think, well, if I meet with a financial advisor, they're going to try to, you know, take over all my assets and get me to sell a bunch of stuff and buy a bunch of new stuff. And that's really not the case with our practice. Our goal is mainly to, when we meet with a new family, is to bring them in and try to get them more organized and get them feeling better about what they have. And then at the end of that, if there's recommendations and implementation, we will certainly go down that road. But that doesn't come till 3, 4, 5 meetings down the road. We're more interested in trying to, you know, let's get them organized. Let's simplify. Let's take a lot of the doubt and complexities out of the situation. And then let's see what we're really working with. And then from that, let's see if we can put together something that might be a little more usable or feasible going forward.
That must be really helpful for your clients, I'm thinking, Colin, because I'm just picturing the fears that people could bring coming into this whole experience. And you're saying that you really dispel a myth where you're there to sell a whole bunch of stuff. I know it's not true, but people can sometimes make that up in their heads about this. So organizing precedes a whole bunch of other things. So tell us anything further about what you do to support people.
Well, you know, and again, it's not something they cooked up in their head. Maybe it's an experience they've had with an advisor over the years. I mean, there are plenty of advisors that, you know, their whole business model is to sell product, you know, is to get somebody to come into their office or go see them at their house and, you know, get them to move their money from point A to point B so that there's a commission involved. And that's, you know, not to get into the, you know, the goods and bads of how businesses are modeled, but our businesses, you know, we charge a fee to do what we do. It doesn't, you know, we're not worried about selling a product to make a, you know, to pay our bills. I mean, we you know, we're just like an attorney where we charge an hourly fee or a flat fee to do what we do. People know that up front, and it sort of disarms them from, you know, worrying about, okay, all this great stuff is happening and, you know, I'm not paying anything, but, you know, when's the other shoe going to drop? When is the sales pitch going to come along? And we, you know, our process, especially in dealing with a crisis when mom or dad need help, we don't want that other thing to sort of creep into it so that there's, you know, you're feeling like you have to make a decision somewhere down the line. There's really, with our process, you don't make any decisions. We're organizing. We're getting you ready. We're sort of putting everything together and showing you what you have and giving you some options. Whether or not you make a decision based on what we tell you, it doesn't matter to us. We'd like you to take the implementation, but it's not, you know, it's not necessary. You know, we're not, our paycheck or our, you know, there's no, our stake in the matter is not that we want to try to sell product at the end of it.
That's really, really helpful, Colin. I said right up front that I was sure that I would learn some things along the way. And much as we have dialogued in the past in various guises, I am being informed myself, as I know our valued audience is. And so, being that you've been at this for over 23 years now, there may even be some things, I don't know, that you have learned about yourself along the way in serving these important clients. So I'd be curious to ask you, you know, what kind of has come up for you across the decades?
Patience, Carol Ann, you know that.
Right.
Patience is a huge part of it. And like I said earlier in the interview, it's, you know, financial planning is more, it's more personal than it is money. You know, when we meet with clients and we, you know, clients become long-term clients, we're, you know, I don't say family, they're family because that's sort of cliched, but we are, you know, we're more than just an advisor client relationship. I mean, we're friends. We're, you know, we're seeing them through a lot of different phases of their life. And, you know, we're learning about families and learning dynamics and learning psychology of how we can help everybody sort of get along better and keep that end goal in mind of, you know, taking care of mom or dad, or, you know, let's make this as comfortable and pragmatic as possible. And, you know, again, a lot of times that has nothing to do with money. I mean, the money's there. We can help plan for that. That's, I don't want to say that's the easy part, but that's sort of the more straightforward part of the whole process. The other, what I've learned over the years is just the, you know, how to connect with people and how to, you know, better provide better value on that basis. Because I know our expertise is here from the financial planning part of it, but, you know, I've taken very direct measures to try to grow as an advisor on the psychological part of things.
Because that, again, is so very important. And you did have me laugh over the patients, because much as both of us provide services in this realm, I would probably think we agree that that a lot of listening, caring, really hearing people's feelings, what are they not saying? What are they saying? And really taking in the whole person is called for, because I know that many seniors feel like, you know, I've been this competent person in my life for so many years, and now there's this risk that I will start to feel treated like a child, and people are going to start to take away my independence or my capability. I'm not talking about maybe a parent that is suffering with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, but I'm saying a dad like mine, where he did possess a lot of his capabilities still, worries about, are people just going to take over my life? And on that note, we're just going to pause for a brief moment here. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess, ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
So thanks for remaining with us, folks. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're speaking today with certified financial planner and podcaster Colin Meeks. And just before our last pause, Colin was really talking about what he has learned also along the way, let's call it in terms of the psychology of emotions in dealing with these financial matters with aging parents or relatives or others whom you caregive inside of this space. And I also wanted to have Colin comment on what other kind of knowledge or awareness you might like to impart with our valued listeners today, Colin, like there may be some things that you have observed or learned along the way that that you haven't yet commented on as takeaways for our listeners.
So I would say one of the big issues or one of the big barriers that people have is to going through this process is that, again, they feel they don't feel like their parents are ready to have somebody come and take over everything for them. And the parents are, you know, a lot of times the parents are also very reticent to do something like that. You know, I know in the case of my watching my dad go through it with my grandparents, you know, it was sort of a, like a tug of war, like, okay, they need the help. I want to try to give it to them, but they don't really want to give up control of anything. And it's sort of, you know, I don't know that there's any easy way to frame that other than a lot of times when you bring a third party in, it sort of makes it easier. And that's what we see a lot of times, because when it's coming from the son or daughter, a lot of times it doesn't carry as much weight. Whereas if it's coming from a professional that's gone through the process and has a process, it can sort of take a lot of those roadblocks down and make things go a little bit faster, but also more importantly, go a little more comfortable for the family. So in my experience, it's been that, you know, even if you don't think you need a professional to go through the whole process, maybe it's better to have, you know, have an attorney or have a financial advisor or even a trusted an accountant that, you know, knows your family a little bit to sit down and go through things with you, so that it disarms people a little bit to know, hey, we're really here to help. We're not here to dig through your business.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I think that's a really important point, because people do feel alone in this experience often. They don't, we've already said, they don't know where to start. They don't locate easily for some reason, you know, people who have their backs like you do. And by having that neutral party there, what I know that it avoids is kind of the triggers that I often find in my caregiver clients, namely that they get so darn opinionated and attached to what they think is right for mom or dad, because they do know a lot of what is called for, even if they don't know the details because they lack your financial planning background. But they still know, okay, mom and dad are sliding downhill. Something has to happen here. So let's do this, this, and this. And when they impose their solutions, try to do that with my dad, and I'm sure others, that does not work. And I really appreciated that you mentioned your own father's experience with your grandparents, because then he was there, being there kind of, and done that too. So this is not something I was going to ask you today, Colin, but I'm curious. Then do you think that that will make it easier to have a parent that had to deal with that, you know, for their parents?
I sure hope so, because watching that, it wasn't a contentious situation, but it definitely wasn't. It could have gone a little bit easier, but you know, hopefully, as you know, watching a parent go through that, it's, you know, they can think, well, you know, maybe if I ever get to this point, I'm not going to do this, this, and this to make it, you know, to make it difficult. I'll try to make things a little easier. And in a lot of cases, we see that, you know, we definitely see that, you know, if somebody comes to us and say, oh, I went through this with my parents, then, you know, it does make the situation a little more familiar.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I asked you that because we do have an aging population, and I know that my dad was not the one of three siblings that had to support both my grandparents, right? Neither did my mom. So neither parent had the experience of dealing with this. In my dad's case, it was brother. In my mom's case, it was sister. And so, you know, they had no concept of this, making all of the dynamics we've already been talking about today just that more complex, because he had no appreciation of, well, why do I need to set up joint account banking? Doesn't that mean you're going to take all of my money out of my bank account? And no, I did not.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of thing. Now, importantly, Colin, you have also been sharing so many great tips and ideas for us. I wanted to be sure that folks know, how can we find out more about you? So please let us in on that.
Well, my website has one of the resources I wanted to point out for this is on my website. It's called the 25 Reasons Why You Can Take Care of Your Aging Parents. And we try to get this out to everybody before they meet with us. Some of them are funny, some of them are practical, but I think when somebody reads through it, they're like, oh, okay, this is not going to be as difficult as I thought. So we have that on my website, is MarylandFinancialAdvocates.com. We've got a lot of great resources on there, and videos and podcast interviews and things. But if you go to the website and click on the Caring for Aging Parents section, you'll see that, and you can just click and download it. You don't have to put your email in or anything. It's just a freebie download. And, you know, there's a lot of other great information on there as well. But, we pretty much put everything through our website, try to make it sort of a resource center for everybody we deal with.
I love that idea of the resource center, and that people can even just access these 25 reasons. It sounds both practical and humorous. Remind us again of your website, Colin.
It's MarylandFinancialAdvocates.com. So Maryland is the state that my company's in, and then financialadvocates.com. We've got that, and we post our podcast. We're on iTunes. So once you get to the website, though, it'll open up the portal for everywhere you can find all of our content. And you were one of our very first podcast interviews way back when. So I think people will be happy to know that we've connected way back then.
Well, isn't that lovely? I did not realize I was one of the first. Of course, that doesn't stun me because I'm always a pioneer. It somehow seems to be. But I can tell you squarely, it was a joy to be with you, as it has been to have you on with us today, Colin. So I really want to thank you for sharing from your heart and from your experience with us. Delight to have you here. Now we're going into a last pause, so this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online. Bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Welcome back to our last few moments together today. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And I thought, in wrapping it up for today, it might be really helpful to remind you and or point out with you some tools, resources, and places you can go, because we are coming into the Thanksgiving season. And so to cue you up for the next suite of shows, I want to have you with some tools and tips that you can access until that occurs. And one of my summaries was going to be to name you just a few of, I've now got 25 shows under my belt with today, and there have been a host of topics that we have covered in this space, like self-care versus self-sacrifice, shields up, establish your boundaries. We've been talking often about anticipating the crises. We also covered dial down the elder care drama, couple of shows on downsizing that included legacy or albatross, as well as why less is more, the corporate caregiving reality, not to forget the importance of the workplace and how it needs to attend to aging population realities. We've gone over some creative caregiving approaches. We had a segment on urging aging parents to release the car keys. We've done avoiding caregiver burnout, parents with price tags. That was all about healing techniques that we can use to navigate this very difficult chapter of life, and several on self-empowerment through health care, getting the best care for folks, and of course today, financially caring for aging parents. So that has been quite a slew. I am so looking forward to preparing another whole series for you, but that is always with the idea in mind that my purpose is to help the beleaguered sandwich generation caregiver with aging parents or others you support, plus your own growing family, plus your work, plus your obligations of life, to get through this chapter, which could otherwise kill you literally, with less anguish and frustration than I endured caring for my difficult mother and father. And if I can save even one of you from some of that, my work will be done here. And that's why I called myself the conscious caregiver, because I'm not really trying to work so much with those whom I call complacent, like you imagine that this chapter of life will never descend upon you, or those who may think that you're compliant, where you think just enough freebie brochures picked up at seniors expos will help solve your problems. No, this is the place to come for real, practical, and emotional advice. And so I want to leave you going into what can otherwise be a very heavy, full-blown holiday season, like when you want to turkey drop your folks or other relatives. How do you avoid Thanksgiving table brawls? Or, you know, how do you protect your energy, time, and even physical boundaries? So please always go to my own site, copingwithuncopableparents.com. I'm there to give you a free readiness session to see how I can help. And my show archives are on boldbravemedia.com. Under shows, I'm both in self-help or health, and you can also find my blog on my site, copingwithuncopableparents.com. So I'll be devoting a couple of weeks there to the Thanksgiving preparations. Either way, you will find there too my two books, a couple of workbooks to support you, like Nurturing Yourself for Burnt Out Caregivers, and never mind my Facebook presence that I call The Uncopable, as well as Twitter and LinkedIn. So I think you have some things that can keep you going for a couple of weeks. And as always, I wish you extremely well in dealing with your own situation. I hope you do access the archives, because you will find there a wealth of content always to support you. So with that said, you know how I sign off. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Financial plan requires planning. It's savings, RRSPs, investments, and planning for the unexpected. TD Term Life Insurance can help protect your family's financial future if you were to unexpectedly pass away. You can apply for TD Term Life Insurance over the phone by speaking to a licensed advisor or online. If you're under the age of 55, you could be approved for up to $500,000 of coverage without a medical exam. Conditions apply. TD Term Life Insurance is underwritten by TD Life Insurance Company. Visit tdinsurance.com/termlife to learn more.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at betonline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at betonline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at betonline.net.